Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways. And for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Thank you, Bruno. The floor is yours. Let's put you on the spotlight.
All right. So thank you very much. So first of all, welcome everybody for this session. And I would like to acknowledge Mark Walsh and the wonderful team who is making so much effort. I think it's a colossal work to be done, to put so many people together, especially in these times of distance separateness. So I have a big appreciation for that. So I would like to warmly welcome everybody. So I think I'm gonna skip the self-introduction that was given nicely. So thank you very much. So I'm here assigned, guys, to share this concept of fallness. In fact, fallness, it's not something new, but the way I'm going to present, at least how it's been labeled fallness, it is the first time, let's say, I'm presenting here. So the practice of falling, it's at the core of all this practice being already developed for many years, the play fight, look at the body. But I felt it's a very appropriate moment now to speak very specifically about fallness. So in order to start, I thought of paraphrasing, there was this Tibetan monk, he was very controversial at that time, Chogyam Trungpa. So it has a quote, which I think it nails perfectly the essence, the core for what I'm going to share today. So he says, like, the bad news is that you are falling through the air, nothing to hang on, no parachute. The good news, there is no ground. Well, and I'm very excited actually to speak about this. The essence for his talking about, because in a way we can think this is a metaphorical, metaphysical understanding of our life condition is a free fall, and I can resonate that. I feel like my body is tingling somehow when I hear something like that, because it's my certain fall is prior to that, but the someone speaking in life in that spiritual way for me was really, it resonates deeply inside me. But then I think what I'm trying to propose here is the bridge for the embodiment of this phrase. That's actually what this fall is about. Yeah. Then I want to explain a little bit that the free fall is not only something that's happening on this metaphorical domain. We are falling constantly. And of course, it's my interpretation of life. I don't claim this is the ultimate truth, but but I have good evidences to make this claim that we are falling. So falling is not something that's happening only when I have an object, let's say, when we say this action, the pain is falling, and then recognize the falling is happening in that particular moment. And I like to say that falling is a kind of a state that you live in, whether we like it or not. It's unconditional, we are conditionally falling. And one way to realize that, not we use the mind, but not to get stuck in concepts, but imagine if you could switch off the gravity for 3 seconds in this planet, for 3 seconds, what would happen? All these objects that are not attached to the surface of Earth would float, right? But then, and you turn on again the gravity power, and everything starts to fall. So in fact, it doesn't look like that we are falling now because you have reached the surface, but the condition for us to be stuck to the surface of Earth planet is falling. So we are constant falling. Yeah. And well, and that's for me, it's exciting actually to perceive life in this way. Because when I realize falling is happening in the first place, so when this apparent fall takes place, so I can relate to the fall from a space before the action falling happens. So that's why I for me, I recognize falling as a state of being. And I would say a bit more mystical, as a stateless state of being. Yes. And what I'm going to somehow present here, it's again, is what I suspect. It's something that is happening, but our relation to the fall, unfortunately, or fortunately, or no judgment whatsoever, it's one of resistance. So most of the people are resisting falling unconsciously. We just don't realize that we are unconsciously resisting the fall. And there's a good explanation for that. So we can leave the judgments aside, but there's a good understanding for that. Well, first of all, because we are way too familiar with the gravitational force. It's so embedded in our system for so many years that we have essentially desensitized ourselves. Like it's difficult for us to have an embodied feeling of what it means to be under the gravitational power 24/7, right? And if you, I like to give the example, if you have experienced flying, and so the moment of taking off and the plane starts accelerating and you feel this power pushing, you know, against the seating. And that's a moment you can embody that feeling. Oh, there was a presence of something, right? But you don't feel this with the gravity, because gravity actually is not a force. Gravity is also an acceleration, but you don't feel this constant acceleration in the body, right? But we can feel, because it's a fresh sensation. So you feel you're being pressed against the seat. But if you've been, this is something I just speculated and I cannot know, but I imagine that if you live 24/7 in accelerating plane, and there's one moment you're not be able to perceive anymore this pushing against the seat. So you're going to find a way to move through. But the gravity, so it's our invisible environment from where we also get lots of benefits from that. So in fact, we don't know how the body would develop, how the body would look like if you're on a planet without gravity. So you would have a completely different form and shape. It's very unknown to us, but for sure not to have this kind of actual form that we embody now. So when you are in the belly of the mother, and that liquid environment, it's still part of this relationship of gravity, but the water has a particular density that allow us to somehow experience, if you don't say experience gravity less, but you experience a very different relationship to gravity. You're basically floating in all directions. You become very multi-directional in your experience of gravity. And then mostly, especially if it's a salt water, and actually you don't feel gravity because you've been supported by water. So that actually, this is the ground where our bodies are formed. And the bodies are coming from one cell that is essentially liquid, and then from that kind of dynamics of motion and fluidity, there was a consolidation of this body, which is another subject. But then we have the embryo, the baby, and then the babe, which is a body, liquid body. It's immersed in this liquid environment, and there is not much experience of gravity. But suddenly, there was the birth. You came out of the womb of the mother, and boom, you meet gravity for the first time, and that's a big deal. And that's a big deal because in that moment you are realizing that actually to be here in this planet, it's a burden. It's not easy. You essentially become helpless. Yeah. But the good thing that the lack of ego structure of the baby allows you to have this relationship, the powerlessness, in a very playful way. There is not much frustration. There is no ambition. You know, the babies, they don't have this outcome as a goal that should be, oh, I'd like to, in 9 months, I want to be already walking or stand up. I want to already being able to function vertically into gravity. No, there was just acknowledge of living what is giving. And the very process of interacting with gravity, so gravity start to give us the possibility to embody tonification. We have the growth of a muscular tonus in the body, that by, and then there's the whole process of development, which it's a combination from the nervous system development, the motor skills that we acquired. So eventually we managed to find this verticality. And I cannot know for sure when, but the whole idea when the babies are functioning in relation to gravity, because you come from the space of a helplessness, powerlessness, and that's the space of humility. That's space realize that we are so fragile here. We cannot do anything. We have just to just give in to that. And then the relationship that you establish, you look at the babies and it's a relationship of harmony. It's like working with the gravity, not against gravity, because you don't have any other choice in the first place. You understand? Like you can't function because gravity is so much more overwhelming than your possibilities, that the only thing you can do is to surrender to gravity. And that action of surrendering allow you to work with gravity. And I don't know, that's where for me it's an open question. But at a certain point, as much as you start to acquire this necessary tonus, and there's a shift, there's a transition that, and I think it's very complex because it involves much more than just a skillful body to function gravity. It also involves values for society, and there's so much information programming in our mental system that the whole perception of life start to change, shift. And then I think it happens the transition of working with gravity and working against gravity, but still falling. But and what is interesting here, that the whole mechanics for us to survive and then change and becomes one of resistance. And again, the process of desensitization over time, it means that we start to fight gravity and not realizing at all that we are fighting gravity. So in that's what I suspect. That now as an adult, most adults, they are adopting cope mechanisms to function gravity, which is based on unconscious resistance. I wrote down something today because for me it was a kind of an epiphany. Let me see if I can. So the falling, that's interesting. Let's see if I can organize, because it's very fresh in my mind. Let's see if I can organize. So the falling action, it happens when you see a body falling. That happens when this resistance mechanism, it gets crumbled, when it falls apart, when you cannot resist anymore, and then falling happens. You understand? Like when you cannot fight anymore, or when your fighting system is overwhelmed by gravity, and then the actual fall happens. But let's say this is for the adults, but for kids, not like that. Because kids are working gravity, so kids are already in state of falling. So when the actual fall happens, kids, they have no problem to fall because they are not resisting mentally in the first place. So they can just go with the gravity fearlessly. And this is a huge thing, guys. And I want to ask you, very, very honestly, you can even put in the chat W for yes and for no, or maybe S for sometimes. When you stand up, and you can even do it now, you can just stand up and you can ask yourselves if the action of standing is something that is going to provoke a state of fear. It's something that you feel in the body, feel in the guts, fear when you just stand up. You can tell me, you can for briefly, and I get, don't go in the mental space. You can, please, just stand up. And then, and you can even close your eyes and ask, are you afraid of standing up? It sounds silly to ask this, right? But and you can just be honest and you can share your experience by saying yes, no, it's something that is enough dangerous for you to stand up. You can feel have weight. That, okay, it's interesting to feel weight because the weight is already somehow related to give a bit more to gravity. Yes, sometimes yes. And of course, there are many variables, many experiences are not, consolidated in one way. Things that can be changed from moment to moment, especially our emotions and the feelings to something that you usually do is changing. Yes. But the same thing with walking. You can just walk, take a walk and ask yourself, the fact that I'm walking, do I experience fear while walking? Yes, no. Yeah. Of course, it depends where you're walking. And I guess if you walk down the street in here in Brazil, people may feel scared, but not for falling, but by being robbed. So it depends on the context. But if you isolate the context of just walking or lack of security, yes, or just standing. And I think it's very, very rare for people to realize there was any kind of a fear state there. You understand what I want to dig into? I want to dig in something that we're completely unconscious, we are unaware of. And sometimes we can provoke or can imagine situations or even go into those situations to see if the relationship changed. If you step on the chair to just change a lamp bulb, and you may or I'd feel a little bit fear because of the security that we take for granted. It's not maybe, is regrettable, a little bit more wobbling, right? If the chair is not so good, or if you go on a ladder, it's very narrow and very high. And so then you start to feel this fear falling. Of course, when some people, maybe some crazy parkour people, maybe they're not really afraid at all. They are, maybe they have transcended that. Yes. So that's why this practice of what you're doing here, it's really not about adding an extra layer of knowledge to your old program. It's about, okay, let's hold on, hang on, stop. Let's look inside and let's try to recognize things that we are overlook completely all the way. Yes. So if you agree that that most of the people at least doesn't have this experience of facing, standing, walking with the fear. But what about when they lose the sense of stability? When the equilibrium is so compromised that the only thing that happens is you with your body going to the ground. So what happens in this situation? And when I observe most of the people, they relate to that action with the undeniable resistance. It's something that it doesn't help to say, well, you can say whatever, but your body is clearly expressing, is translating some state of resistance. Anyway, we don't need even to I don't want to judge resistance something bad or not. Actually, resistance is there also to protect us. And that's the paradox of the stuff here. It's there to protect us. And somehow it's trying to preserve your integrity. So if you're falling and if you feel your body jerking and not willing to go to have this experience of impact, it's because somehow your nervous system say, oh, this is a dangerous thing. It's going to damage me. So I don't want to experience that. But it's so paradoxical because the very action of resistance is creating the undesirable outcome, or at least make you more susceptible for that. Right? So you see like how counterproductive it is. But this is a reflex that you almost have no time to process. It's not something that you can constantly realize what is going on. It's just something, boom, you sleep off on a banana peel or in an icy surface, suddenly you're already going to the ground, and then you're contracting your body, you try to save yourself. But in fact, you're making yourself much more prone to get injured, to compromise your integrity, period. So it means that your reflex system is not very well designed, but I think it was well designed. Look at the children again. They don't have this problem, but then something gets twisted along the way. So exactly how, when, it's a big question. It's a big question. But what is interesting to notice, and this is what I suspect. When people, they say, I'm standing here, I'm not afraid of falling. And doesn't mean that they are not afraid of falling. It doesn't mean they are not resistant to gravity. It just means because of this relationship to gravity, so old, so familiar, that the resistance and the fear is there, and maybe not in everyone and not all the time, but it's likely to be there. But it's in a camouflage. You just don't notice. So you pretend that I'm okay to stand up. There is no big deal, right? It's no big deal. It's like as you experience, I can just stand up, it's fine. Otherwise, it could be completely overwhelmed. Every time you stand up in life, you feel like this butterfly in the stomach. Oh my God. So much. Like, come on. Look, how can I go to the work and now I have like a walk 1 kilometer? So it's also a mechanism to not to think about this stuff, not to feel, not to embody this. What entails, what's the risk of living gravity? Okay. So, but then that's what I suspect. The fear and the resistance there. So when you eventually and actually lose your sense of stability, what is really happening? It's not a new thing. It may be a new thing for some people sometimes, but it's more likely that what is being has been buried in your subconscious mind, below your conscious radar, it surfaces. And it's not only surface, not something that you suddenly you embody and taste it, but it's almost like something that you've been arrested in that zone. And you have absolutely no possibility to control anymore because it's being a state of being. before, prior to the fall. So when the fall happens and you cannot do anything, it's already too late. So you're gonna fall in resistance. And now the interesting thing here, and if you train falling as a technique mechanically, and you can train and you can really master all kind of rollings and everything and beautiful. But if you do that from the perspective of a living state of unconscious resistance, it means that if you fall, if you're taken by surprise, and I think the best example is slipping off the ice on the ice surface. Because that's when everybody feels like, at least the beginning, you don't want to fall. Yes. So imagine someone who has mastered the falling skills, but suddenly you are being distracted, walking down the street, winter in some kind of a North Hemisphere countries, and then boom, you lose your balance. So if your program or your mind is tuned in this unconscious resistance, and you can, in all your 20 years of or so of training, role, tech, it's going to be a waste. You can just throw everything out of the window. You cannot apply that. So you can only apply in a context where you have rather a mind expected to perform a certain movement a certain way. But that doesn't mean that you're not resisting. And that means that you're just being sort of able to perform certain abilities in a context that is giving mentally. So you can prepare yourself. So that's why you can never train falling. So if you say, okay, now look, let me train to be surprised. It's like, Can you surprise me? No, you can't, because the moment that you already expect someone to surprise you, it's not to be a surprise. So how to do? How to train falling? Is a tricky thing, yeah. And so that's why you cannot train falling as a technique. But you can. I think the best way to train falling is to start recognizing these subtle mental patterns. I'm not even say it's a mental patterns. It's more is a pattern in your state of being. And now I have another realization also these days, because being writing now a lot, try to make it more clear, because it's a deep subject. This. So people are talking about mindfulness, right? It's become very popular. And recently there was a lady, she wrote a book, which I also like the title. It's like a bodyfulness. So somehow it kind of make a contrast, but mindfulness and bodyfulness. So and when you think about mindfulness, and that's the thing, if you just stand up and you try to be mindful of your hidden fears, I'm sorry, you cannot. You can't. You understand? So you have to have an embodiment of that. So just try to shed your attention all over and try to be completely mindful. It doesn't help. You cannot train like this, because the next moment when you lose your stability, it's likely they're gonna resist anyways. So it's a useless training for this particular case. Yeah, but if you just try like to analyze the feelings in the body, oh, I feel my fascia, I feel my bone structure. So go so much in the space of this bodyfulness and really try to feel everything, your circulation systems, your blood, your movements of all, everything that you can feel into that. So maybe next moment when you lose your balance, you can still resist regardless. Because it's all not about only feeling your body fully. It's something that transcends, extrapolates that. It extrapolates that. And what's that? So that's why I just came with this idea that And again, not trying to put things in any kind of rank, but I think everything has its own value. So maybe mindfulness, it can be very good for certain things, and bodyfulness for other things. And I like to relate to the fall practice, which I call the beingfulness, which for me, it brings together the body and the mind. So it's the beingfulness. It's like it's being aware of what means to be a living being in full scope, and start to have to shed light in areas that we are usually don't visit very regularly. Yes, which is the resistance. That's why it's hacking in the resistance. Yes, and that's why you need to really be super aware, but not only mentally. We have to be aware when your resistance is manifesting. And if it happens in an environment where only thing left is for you is to fight gravity, and you cannot rewire your nervous system, it's too late. It's already a step too far. So you have to sort of try to go back a little bit to that original state of being. How children used to work. So I said there was a moment, there was a transition, right? There was a moment where you move from working gravity and working against gravity. So and we have a practice which is also an embodied exercise. So I it's not only imitating or trying to get perfect motion how you move, but it's an attempt to truly experience as close as you can this state of being helpless. But you know, it's not, I'm sorry, but this is not there's something popular, because usually people, they come, they want to there was all this consumerism about knowledge. You want to give them something that I can consume, I can take in to in order to for whatever purpose in life. But in fact, if you just add layers and layers and layers and layers, and what may happen, you're just covering up your resistance. You're not actually digging into that. You are trying to make life a bit more comfortable, because if you have this practice, I have maybe benefit into that, and then, which is true, everything's true. But in this particular case, for the beingfulness, it's not helping, because you're just making the camouflage thicker and thicker and thicker. So it's you don't want to make the onion add layers around the onion. You want to peel off the layers of the onion until you have nothing then. So it's a process that goes in opposite direction completely. So I'm going to.
You've been getting a lot of positive remarks on the chat, and one of them is by a dancer who said, "Becoming more and more skillful as a dancer or a mover." Provides me more and more ways to pretend camouflage fears and resistance. Thank you for Bruno for pointing this out. That's a very beautiful assessment, huh?
But look, I'm like to be brutally honest myself. So I'm sharing this brutal honesty. I'm not here to judge anything, because in the end, it's not really about what you are doing, but it's how we do things. I get bumps here, because it's when you understand that, it means that this practice, it can really embrace, it can be a container for everything, but it can change the relationship, how you deal with other things. So it's not one thing that becomes in pro or against anything else. It's something, it's just like a basic functioning that can allow you to give continuity for something that were originally designed and you lost on the way. And I think there is a reason why you lost, is understandable.
Is there any movement we can do as a group at home?
Yeah.
So that we can, yeah?
Yes, I'm very sorry that I was extending a lot of this introduction, and there's still so much to talk about, and I'm happy that you're refraining me from get lost in time. And I will share a little bit what you call this gravity practice. This is also the foundation. And I want you to do it with me, I show you the first version and then go ahead and do this first version. The first version represents the state of resistance. Yes, we want to start like this. We're gonna be laying on the ground and then exercise is simple. It's all about standing up, organizing our structure vertically. And we're gonna do it by stopping in between. So I'm going to shift my support and I feel it. In order to move from laying position to this position, I have to engage muscles, right? I have to somehow to work myself against the direction of gravity. That's the normal way, that's the common way. So there's kind of accumulation of tension. I don't realize usually, and I go move next. I start to invest more muscular strength. Then my legs are also now being part of the event, and I feel even more tension. I feel different parts of the body being engaged, and I'm gonna keep this process and move to the next phase. I feel now tensions are now growing all over the body. So then I stand up. Now I'm standing, and that process of getting up is also a reflection of how I manage to organize my structure. Okay. So
let me just tell, this style is the style that people, you know, we don't stop like on the way. If you just do the movement at once, but because it's so easy for us to do it, then usually we create lots of tension in our bodies when we stand up. So I'm going to I want you to do that, but I'm going to show you the other style, the style of the fullness, liquid the body.
So now the idea, and when you do it later on, you can really take time to go as close as possible for this state of a helpless dance, like babies, or even babies dance. They're born like this, they come out of the womb of the mother, they cannot even lift the head. And so how much you can empty out, how much you can feel this presence of gravity pressing us against the floor, the moment that, so you have to, you cannot pretend to have muscles. Muscles are there, but how much you can switch off those muscles? And if you really don't have any muscles, how would be your strategy to organize your body upwards? So instead of going in a linear line, and you can just give in, breathe out, and let your body find the inner motions inside to be as effortless as possible. If you feel that you are fighting and you don't fight, then okay, I change position. Now, when I change this position, I feel there's a tension here. So I'm going to recycle that tension down to the ground. So now, as I recycle down to the ground, I can find a new motion to go to different position. So I feel tension built in my body. And now I can let it go. And it's very difficult maybe to see, okay? But when we reach this stage here, there's a residue of tension, however effortless I describe. So usually you build up bricks on top of bricks here, make a wall of bricks. So what is interesting to see that I can maintain this structure and I can look inside where my tendency to fight is. Instead of keep fighting and I breathe out, I give in. So now the body starts to follow a direction, momentum that was not me deciding, imposing. It's me allowing that force to take me. And this motion, first it was going down, it's really falling inside. It falls inside. As it falls inside, start to carve, bounce up. Then I can start to play and interplay with that. I feel here is like a beauty, it's like a rhythm. I come here and then I can breathe out. Boom, it's going down. As it goes down, my body organization becomes way more complex. So I can move to the next like a baby. And going down again. Find a way to engage. And I go, now I'm fighting a little bit. So I'm going to recycle this fight and breathe out. And I feel that they start to roll up. Instead of going with a fighting, upwards, I go down and up. So I keep this feeling, I'm still laying down on the ground, even if I'm just standing now. I'm standing, but I can keep falling inside. I keep falling. Falling is constantly. Fall is a state of being. Now I'm here, far from the ground, but the feeling that I haven't changed my surrender state from the ground. So I can still keep falling. Yes, and then it gives a completely different state of mind. So if I go fast like this, I'm already fighting. If I go with the fear of falling and allow the falling to become my mechanism to stand up by giving time, awareness to see where you start to fight and how stop fighting and dissolve, recycle this fighting state into one of surrender. And you use that, the humbling, use that even the downward direction to propel you to go upwards, like water. Instead of going linear way, you go like rolling. You're going down and up, and going to start to bounce up, and takes more time. But that's what makes gives a completely different program. Okay, so you, if you want, you can do it and give you 5 minutes. And it's nice that you do one style and make this style as a point of reference for you. And then you can check your feelings, your emotions when you stand up with this accumulation of tension, how it gets stored in your body, and just realize it's a state of being. Realize how much, imagine if you carry your whole day under this state, how much intensity you're gonna accumulate. Then you go down and you empty out everything as much as you can, and you start to look for this effortless way of organizing. As you give in, especially when you breathe out, which is very good of breathe out, is also connected to the fall. It's connected to the seasons of falling. It's a bit of the metaphorical death. So it's a bit of falling, it's a bit of dying in that condition in order to give birth to something new and not pretending that you can hold life. Yes? So remember falling from the plane, no parachutes. So it's really about to give yourself, fall into the fall. Then maybe you reach a different position. There's a different way to structure and look inside. Instead of looking outside, you can look inside, say, oh, maybe here my pelvis are a little bit being blocked. Oh, maybe here it's shoulders is being sort of tensing up too much. So what you do? You invest more tension, you go against that line, or you just go like water, you dissolve, open, create space, and let your body find its own way with its own intelligence. Yes? And maybe you can just do it. I mean, I can speak a little bit while you go into this, and you can choose to listen to my voice or not, doesn't matter. Yeah, the two premises in this gravity practice. So the first one is every time that you do an action and you're going to do it with much more effort than you need. So it's about efficient. So the first one, I was not caring so much about being efficient. I just want to think about outcomes. Is that the result? The second one for me was more about focus and process. So I was really looking for a more harmonious way, because like babies, they cannot do anything. They cannot function otherwise, right? So that's why I become very effortless, very humble. So that's the first premise. No, we do it and we look for an effortless way, but next time we could do even more effortless. There's no end for that. It's a lifelong process. Then I have the second premise, which is very important, it's a beautiful one. So when you stop an action, doesn't matter how effortless you were, and you're going to carry the residues of that previous action. So this is the signs, the expression of resistance start to build up in the body. Yes? So that's why the trick here is, the shift here is not trying to be perfect in your movement, but it's exactly when you stop moving, when you recognize that you have these accumulate residues from the previous action, and then you can recycle that action. So it's the recycling, it's the non-doing, it's the stop of doing that opens up the space for this state of non-resistance. Because if you keep doing,
you're going to keep feeling resistance. So that's doesn't matter whatever action you do it. Next time, give a little suspension, look inside, you're going to see the resistance, the tendency of resist, which is the expression of the mental state. Don't insist into that, and just breathe through. And then you can feel this falling inside. So the falling, it doesn't need to be a literal fall. It can be a falling that's happening in stop resistance. So, and then you start to fall into the fall, even if you start to move upwards. So you can fall up. You can use the gravity to support you to go up without fighting gravity. And that's the whole shift.
So Bruno, in a couple of minutes, like in 4 or 5 minutes, we can do maybe a Q&A because there are some questions coming up.
Yes. Right? Just give a couple of minutes or so, and then with a bit of silence, a bit of a break from my voice, and whatever information you manage to assimilate, let it be your reference. Okay, let's start to wrap up this. We need much more time to do that, and I feel a little bit more inclined to give more theoretical information, and I give you these guidelines, and you can just take your time to do it, because we really need the time. Not even be connected to the computer. And it's a lifelong research that can do in not only laying down is very good because you are really embraced by gravity, but in every action you do it, you can go in opposite directions. It's not determined by the qualities of the movement, because again, if you're so bodyful about qualities of movement, you may not realize there is something prior to that, which is the being. So is the being that is can go into state of fighting or a state of being, of not fighting. And we experience this, we can see the effects of this state of resistance in the body. So when you look at the body, in fact, you are seeing a reflection of something that's happening on this formless level, what we are, essentially. So you instead, I'm not obsessed to sculpt the qualities of the body. I'm interested to use it as a mirror, as a reflection to what is happening in my state, which kind of a direction I'm going. Okay, and for that, of course, you need to be so much in contact with yourselves.
Can I read some of the questions, Bruno? Would that help?
Yeah. Let's go for the questions and answers with a big pleasure. I wish we could meet one day, because there was so much I could also share through the body, because by touching each other, really read each other's resistance and can really see where your hidden resistance are. That's where you start to hack the resistance by just touching the body. It's like making a big reading of what is going on there. in a very subtle and a very respectful way as well.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful. I think if people are in your neighborhood, where are you in Brazil?
I'm a beautiful place in Brazil, but completely isolated. So like the neighborhood, the coconut trees and the mango trees. And then, so there's a...
Maybe people can reach out to you.
If they
want to reach out to you and join you for practice, that would be really beautiful, I think. If I was there, I would definitely move in your area and like really to interact with you and learn in this following principle. I think there have been wonderful questions. Like one of them, let me see, is by Cheryl. This is this falling and the strength and the helplessness creates a reconceptualization around what it is to have strength and power. Can you speak a little bit about that?
A beautiful question. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because I think it's a redefinition. We are resignifying what means power. And I think that's what I feel like when we engage in a state of fighting, it's the model of power in our society. So the society it goes so deep in values that you are embedded in this framing that completely unaware of that. So that's why people, that's my suspect, where you start to resist. So you're being pushed to act in certain ways. So it's not about using muscles, don't use muscles, it's much more than that. Because you can use muscles in a beautiful, harmonious way. So don't get me wrong. So it's not about become like an amoeba, this kind of power, but it's to change something fundamentally. But for to change that, you have to challenge the whole values of society and culture where you're being raised. You understand? So because if you are unconsciously programmed and you have no other point of reference that the sign of power is one of a fighting, resistance, competing, of course, your whole body is going to speak that language. And you cannot do anything. You're stuck into that space. So that's why when confronting in this way of this practice, it's not just a fine organic way to move your body. It's like try to peel off lots of dysfunctionalities of our society. I don't say that's everything dysfunctional, but there are lots of dysfunctional effects of this relationship. Then you can really tap in this power of being powerless.
This is the second question. This is, well, what about going with the resistance, you know, like exploring that in a better way?
As long as you're aware of that. So, and for me, it's not like I'm not saying, claiming that it's the right way, the wrong way, but everything is just, is the same thing. When you're falling and you're resisting the fall, there's no judgment. But I would say that most of the people agree that they don't want to hurt themselves, regardless of what you're telling me. But your body, even if you say something, but your body is telling that you don't want to get hurt in that point. So you can transcend this discussion of ideas and concepts. You understand? So if you want to work with the resistance, fine, because with the resistance, you can get lots of things. But if you want to even get weight with the muscles, you can use, like, you can lift weight, but in a way that's not going to, like, to become so... constrictive to you. You would not have the side effects of being cast in a solidified way. You can still become fluid.
Fabien actually touched this topic that you're reaching now. It's like, what about creating new habits around the fear of falling? And will it then diminish the fear? So she was talking about doing some martial arts or doing something else where you learn how to fall and putting it into practice.
I think everything potentially is beneficial because I honor all knowledge from all traditions. But what I find it difficult to for me, it's very rare to find a kind of orientation where we extrapolate the mechanics and the physicality. So sometimes the people that have this idea, because that's also how you live in our society. Oh, if you consume it, or if you take this class and you're going to have this outcome. And it's not like that, because you need to make the work yourself. There's no one can do that for you. So if you expect some kind of a practice to do the work that you need, you can do it from the moment to wake up, from the moment. So I think that can add something much more substantial And then if you're working with a technique of falling, of course it's beautiful because it's also great to have techniques, it's also great to have concepts. But these additional layers of knowledge, if it's not in alignment with this state of non-resistance, as I told you, it's likely to become not very useful when you need them. So it's really combining and integrating them in a coherent way.
I think that's really beautiful. We're almost on time. So we'll go into the next phase of this session, which is basically the closing of it. So that means that I'll do some announcements. And after the announcements, I come back to you where you can then do the closing words. And the two takeaways, I will ask you the two takeaways from this session. Yeah, so you can think about the phrases. Bruno, first of all, I would like to say thank you for this session. It's been, you know, the concepts and ideas that you're bringing to the table are very much in everyday life. And realizing and touching that there's a fear around falling and how you can make it work for yourself to create expansion and growth, it makes it really work for me as a martial artist. I love it. I love it. And definitely, I think in the panel, there have been a lot of questions in the attendees. People are very much grateful for what you brought to the topic. So if you want to know more about Bruno, I'm pasting here some contact details, and you can check him out because he has a lot of knowledge here. I'll do some announcements. Let me put it on my screen so then I can see it. The recording of this session will be available for 48 hours on the Facebook, but also on our Facebook page, which is on the conference page, but also on the Tech Martial Arts and Healing page. It will be for 48 hours. Please check it in, you know, check it out if you want to rewatch it. If you want to have a more watch on other sessions, all those are available on the portal. Nothing would have happened without the support of Rafe Kelly. So evolvemoveplay.com, check him out as well. Our next session will be at 4 p.m. UK time by Michael Kern. And Michael is a biodynamic craniosacral therapist and neuropath practitioner, and he's based in London. His session will be Finding Your Neutral, Accessing Embodied Presence for Health and Healing. I think it could be interesting. On our channel, Martial Arts and Healing Arts. If you want to have a lifelong subscription and access to the content that we created together, upgrade your package. Yeah, you have now a free package, but if you upgrade it, it's 149, I think, pound or euro. I think it's euro. You can then have full access and go through all the content of the 1,100 speakers we've had. So a very big richness of content, and it's full. I think it will take my life to go through it. So yeah, have a look. Next to that, we have breakout rooms. So after this session, go to the coffee corner. You can find the link on the portal and meet some other people, meet and greet and do some social interaction, because in the webinar setup, yeah, you don't see each other and you just see Bruno doing his session, but also it's very difficult for him to assess where you are and what you are doing. So maybe Bruno, you want to join the coffee room as well. That could be something worthwhile. We have free resources available also through the portal website. Check it out, some free eBooks that some of the presenters made available. And I'm now going to close up the session by bringing it back to you, Bruno. You can have the closing word of this session. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much again. And thank you very much for everybody who came here to join us. And I see the team here is present. Francesca is there. And Marina is next to me. I have an amazing support system. Well, it felt very short, and I'm always challenged and not sure if the transmission of these concepts will be always delivered in a concise and a clear way. I always do my best, always learning. And I would like to invite us to also visit the website, which is there. Because as I said, this phone, as we have now, I'm putting out in this particular format for the first time. So I'm gonna have the online course. which goes very deep. It goes, it's just scratching the surface. You know, it's going to be from the 14th of November to the 13th of December. You can check that on the link that you have. And the link is formless-arts.com/faunus. And if you just go in formlessarts.com without the faunus, you also have the platform. You can navigate it through the Play Fight website, the Liquid Body, Born to Play. There are lots of resources, information, and videos you can. And I'm here in Brazil, Tech Brazil. I'm longing to go back to Europe. But the team is there, and they are trying to go around the obstacles, also carrying out events. And just get it. If you're interested in digging deeper together, we'll be pleased to welcome you and anytime. Yes, and write comments and questions, write to us. I'm always curious to hear and to learn from people's experience so we can grow together, evolve together.
Thank you very much, Bruno. We'll end this session. Thank you for being here, all attendees. Have a great conference. It's the last 2 days, and we have so much on the program. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bruno. Reach out to him. He has great content. I'm going to.
Thank you.